Mr. Chairman and friends. One of the happier features of events of the last few years has been the gradual but fairly steady spread of the influence of Buddhism in the West. But at the same time, it must be confessed that even though the influence of Buddhism, the influence of the Buddha's teaching is spreading, there are still quite a number of popular misconceptions about Buddhism in the West. Not only popular misconceptions, one may say, but even quite a number of misconceptions which are current in scholarly and in religious circles. If one wanted to put the matter in a rather extreme form, one might even go so far as to say that at the present stage, to try to study Buddhism is to misunderstand it. One might even go further than that and to say to try to practice Buddhism is to misunderstand it still more. Some people, for instance, think that Buddhism is just an Eastern cult. It's something specifically and definitely Oriental. Others again think that Buddhism is just an intellectual system. It's just a philosophy. It's just a system of concepts. It's just a system of conceptual understanding, just like the philosophy, say, of Plato or of Kant, and so on. Other people again think that Buddhism is just a code of ethics. When you read books about Buddhism written by Orthodox Christians, especially by Roman Catholic scholars, who for some reason or other have specialized in Buddhism, they always tell you this. In fact, they always tell you that Buddhism is not really a religion at all, it's just a code of ethics, and they try to dismiss it in this way as something rather inferior and rather elementary. And they praise it, of course they damn it with faint praise, as we say. They say, yes, it's very good, and it tells you not to tell lies, it tells you not to steal and not to take life. Of course it's wonderful, but then it's just a system of ethics. And they make the point that, of course, Christianity goes far beyond that. Christianity is a real religion. So in this way, there are lots of misunderstandings current. In fact, we may say that misunderstandings are endless. And this evening, we're concerned with one misunderstanding about Buddhism in particular. And that is the misunderstanding, which is still quite current in some circles, that Buddhism is rather weak, that it's rather feeble, that it's negative, and that it's a rather passive and even emasculated sort of teaching and tradition.